This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
As you know, I have a 14-year-old son at home, so I get a lot of stuff in my social media feed that is around him. It's lacrosse stuff, it's sports stuff, it's 14-year-old boy lingo stuff. And the other day, this video got fed to me, and it says that one of the hot new trends is wearing soccer cleats as regular shoes. And there was this group of teenage boys. They were out at the mall just walking around, clack, 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 clinking along in their soccer cleats.
So they're here for disruption. They're here for chaos.
They're going to the mall. They're going to the movies. They're trying to wear them to school. Soccer cleats as a fashion statement.
That's not comfortable on anything but grass.
And it reminded me of me at that age, and the ridiculous thing that me and my friends used to wear were batting helmets. It was just a very popular thing. I don't know if it was exclusive to where I was.
I am flashing back to boys wearing batting helmets when I was a young person.
Yes.
I am, because I feel like you could get them like as a gift if you went to the game.
It's exactly what it was.
Even bigger than that, like it was a gas station that was giving them away. Like my mom would get a full tank of gas and you got like a White Sox shirt.
So we would go to the beach and we'd wear our batting helmet.
You would wear a helmet to the beach?
Or we go to the movies and you wore your batting helmet.
Well, sun protection is important, Dan.
This is my new favorite story. I've never heard this. You wore a batting helmet to the beach.
I still have it. I'm going to dig it out. I have it somewhere.
No chance Lana's still at you.
I have it. I absolutely have kept it. Wow. It's a white
Royal. Now you should wear it to the beach when you got no hair. It would make more sense now.
Whatever.
What he said.
So 617-655-1234. Something ridiculous that you wore or did as a trend when you were younger, looking back at now, and you're just like, what was I thinking? Why was I wearing a batting helmet to go bowling?
So many questions.
Lisa's from Quincy. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, good morning.
All right, what was it you
did? From 1963 till 1965, me and my friends had pacifiers in our mouth at all times.
Really?
If there wasn't food going in.
How old were you during this, like, trend?
13.
Oh, okay.
12, 13, 14.
And then the Ravers took it over. There you go.
Now you go to a
now you're a trendsetter.
EDM. And
you're a trendsetter.
Yeah.
But that's
at least
for
it wasn't
reason.
Smoking.
True. Did it mess up your teeth?
No, it didn't, actually.
A pacifier.
No.
So
yeah,
good.
It could have, huh?
Thanks, Lisa. The amount of money I've spent in my mouth, that's all I ever think about.
Just 13 years old. You imagine what your mom and dad were like, take that stupid pacifier out of your mouth.
Don't tell me how to live, Mom.
All the cool kids are doing it.
Come on. I'm not hurting anybody.
I mean, I could be stupid and wear a batting helmet like that guy does.
Yeah, I'm like, do you fall a lot? Why do you need a helmet?
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, good morning, guys.
Ridiculous trend from when you were younger that you look back on now and go, what was I thinking?
All right. I was a member of our high school team ski club, and we used to go skiing all the time wearing regular jeans, and we would always tie a bandana around our thigh, maybe a little Aerosmith touch.
When I tell you, we did the exact same thing.
No.
So we went skiing at this place called Villa Olivia, I think it was an old landfill that they turned into a ski mountain. It was a hill.
Sounds like a resort.
So we'd go there with our ski club in the eighth grade.
Right.
And none of us had ski clothes. And so we would wear jeans and like four sweatshirts. Nothing waterproof, nothing anything. That's all we had. But bandanas were the key.
What is the significance of the bandana?
John Bon Jovi did it, so we did too.
Okay.
That's right. I grew up in Jersey, so there you go.
100%.
It was the bludge of the crib stand. Don't you know anything?
Yeah, right. It was the north suburbs versus the south suburbs.
That's so good. Thanks, Joe, for calling in. We appreciate it.
Hey, you're welcome, guys.
Bye.
All right,
bye.
All right. Ingrid from West Roxbury. Good morning, Ingrid.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. So what was the trend that you look back on now from when you were younger? Just like, what was I thinking?
Well, Jerry curls. Had to have them. Michael Jackson, Menudo, I can go right down the list. All my middle school pictures, I have Jerry curls.
You know, when
they were orderly, though.
When I was in the sixth grade, my mother would get up in the morning and try and feather my hair, Kennedy.
This is one of my favorite stories of all time.
Do you remember feathering? Dan, do you know what that is?
Like, no.
You have to think back.
Oh, yeah.
Like, Farrah Fawcett had feathered hair. There was a couple of actors
That was sort of it.
Oh, okay.
Just we had that in school, too. But.
Yeah, yeah, I know that.
But my hair was stick straight, so my mom would get up in the morning sometimes and with some hairspray and burn the hell out of my head trying to make my hair feathered.
Because she didn't put it on the steam setting, which is what you needed because your hair was stick straight. That's fine.
Did men feather their hair? Because you're
150,000%.
Yeah.
You used Farrah Fawcett as your example. That's why I'm
asking. Well, because she had it. But no.
You remember the movie American Hustle? Bradley Cooper got a perm. That was it.
Oh, okay.
Thank you for putting in his parlance.
I do it again.
All right. Thanks, Ingrid. Have a good day. Dan, go watch The Breakfast Club. And pretty much every guy in that movie had feathered
hair. I've seen The Breakfast Club.
That is absolutely patently untrue.
That's feathered hair.
No.
Yes.
Not one person has feathered hair.
Yes,
in that movie.
They
Who's
do.
Who's they?
Judd Nelson. It was longer,
Judd
but
Nelson,
it flopped back.
We are going to fight Judd Nelson.
That was feathered.
Would never.
That was feathered hair. That was feathered.
Never.
It was long feathered hair, but it was feathered.
It was not feathered, son. Oh, we're going to fight.
All right, 617-655-1234. Something ridiculous that you wore or did as a trend when you were a teenager, like these kids today are wearing soccer cleats out to the mall.
Where are my 90s and early 2000s people at?
Where are them jorts at? Let's go.
A trend that I was actually alive for. Somebody call me one of those.
You're getting left out. I'm sorry,
Dan.
The 80s were just that.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.